The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Today, we're talking about the cloud. It's this mysterious place where we store things, and it can be very confusing. So I want to make this as simple as possible, which means I can't give you every possible option and every possible scenario. I just have to assume some basics and also give you some hard and fast rules and just expect that some of you are going to disagree with me or want me to make a stronger case for why I want you to do this. And there are going to be those of you who will be appreciative, I hope, of the fact that we think there are certain things you should just do, and we're going to tell you. First of all, let's talk about iCloud first. iCloud is not something you will be using to share files with a staff at some point. However, we do have to talk about iCloud, especially for those of you who are Mac users or have an iPhone, because you do want to make sure you have enough storage to be able to never have to worry about recording a Periscope or a live streaming video on YouTube or Facebook and having enough memory to hold it in your phone to transfer it to one of the cloud services that we're about to talk about. Now, the reason why I have to start with that is because I hear from so many people who are spending time in social media, but they're not saving those live streaming recordings to their phones because they simply don't have enough cloud storage. They don't have enough space on their phones, or they don't have enough storage space available on their iCloud. So upgrade. We've already given you that mindset. You understand that. Next about iCloud is this. Your iCloud account needs to be big enough to handle your huge dream. And each member of your family should have their own iCloud account. Yes. And if you're the parent in this situation, you need to make sure you've got all the passwords so that you can get into anybody's cloud whenever you need to get into their cloud, but nobody can get into your cloud. It's a great thing to have. I highly recommend it. But you, personally, your account should have enough storage to handle your big, big dream. Okay? Next is the type of cloud services that we need to be able to back up, to store, to collaborate, to share files, and to make sure that our digital life is organized. So first thing first, no more free services. Sorry, you just can't, because you have a business and those free services were not set up for somebody who has a digital life and a digital dream as big as yours. And it might seem like, well, I've never run out of space. True, but at a certain point, now you hopefully in the future are going to be so organized and all of this is going to be so automated that you will have far more than you ever dreamed of on your cloud storage system, number one. And number two, you will be collaborating with some amazing people, and this is going to make it really simple for you to do that. And thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, it gives you control. Most of the free services don't allow you to find and retrieve files you or somebody you're working with has accidentally deleted, and it certainly doesn't afford you the ability to control who's seeing what they can alter, what they can just view, what they can manipulate or change. And that's really important. So I know for some people, you're all about free. And well, you know, if I use these five different accounts, it all adds up to 1 terabyte, Shalene. So isn't that good? I suppose so. And you could also go around to all of the local restaurants and collect sugar packets and salt packets and you'd have enough for your, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your time worth? I want this to be streamlined and easy. I hope you agree. Having said that, I'm going to talk about the two biggest and most reliable, the ones that have the best reputations when it comes to cloud storage for business. Keep in mind, however, if you go online, you'll see that there's probably about 150 different really big cloud storage services, and everybody's always talking about the latest and the greatest. But again, why confuse things? Let's talk about the two that the biggest companies, the smallest companies, companies who are really moving forward, all say are the top two, and that is Google Drive and Dropbox. Now, again, We're not talking about the free Dropbox, and we're not talking about Google Drive free. We're talking about upgrading to the services that they provide for business. In an effort to keep this simple, I'm going to tell you we use both Google Drive and Dropbox, but Dropbox is our jam. We love Dropbox, and I can tell you why, and I will. But let me first tell you that there are different pricing and different packages available to you. Most of you will be well served. Let me start with Dropbox first. Will be well served by the Dropbox Pro version that gives you 1 terabyte. Remember, we know what a terabyte is. 1 terabyte of storage per month. I also like that it gives you 30 days to retrieve a file if you've accidentally deleted it. You can see all the comparisons. Now remember, we're not talking about the free one. That's for your personal storage. Each one of the members of your team will have their own personal Dropbox, and they can use a free one. And you can use a free one too for your own personal free Dropbox. That's great. But then we need 1 pro account, and you only need 1. But you do want each person on your team, including the virtual assistants that you work with. It's ideal if they have their own personal Dropbox too, although not required. Me personally, my team, we use Dropbox for business. And I can tell you, there is 1 reason that makes it all worth it for me. And that is the ability to retrieve a file beyond 30 days if it's accidentally deleted. Here's why. We didn't realize a really big, important file had accidentally been deleted by someone and it was gone. When you're working with a lot of teammates and, you know, sometimes it's late at night, you can just accidentally delete a file and not realize you've done so until you need it 6 months later. And that's a bummer. So that reason alone, the peace of mind for me is worth the price. And there's so many other features that make me freaking love it. But I will say this, most of the features that you're going to see on Dropbox are also available on Google Drive. And there are lots of people who are going to tell you they love Google Drive way more because of this, 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 and this. Which for most people, they like Google Drive because of Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides. And those are apps that allow 2 people to be working on the same project at the same time. Those, in my opinion, are apps. Applications. So we don't use, you know, Word or any of the MS programs anymore. We use all the Google app programs because the apps also work on our phone. And then we just sync it all with Dropbox. So when people make the argument that, oh, Google Drive's so much better because they have all these interactive apps. Well, yeah, but you still have to go into the app to use it. So, you know, it's really up to you. If you, either one that you choose is amazing, and I don't think you'll have any problem whatsoever. But, so why am I speaking so highly about Dropbox? Okay, the other big reason why I prefer Dropbox and our team currently, that could change, currently uses Dropbox for business and Dropbox in general is because it syncs with our top password protection program that we find to be top rated based on our research, based on speaking to all the experts. I mean, I spent over $12,000 in experts when our company got hacked, when I got hacked, because I was like, I'm not taking any chances. I can't take a chance on the password protection company getting hacked. Who's the best? And all of them at some point have had their problems, but it's our research. It makes me feel very confident about using 1Password. And so all of our virtual assistants use 1Password. All of our team members use 1Password, and we use Dropbox to sync those vaults. But you will want to get excited about the fact that all of your social media accounts, all of your, you know, Gmail accounts, anything that you, right now you're kind of worried about at some point down the road, giving access to them. It is that password protection being synced with your cloud storage that makes us all feel very comfortable because they won't actually have access to anything without you knowing about it. That's key. You don't have to just go, well, they seem trustworthy. Today, I need you to decide which of these programs you're going to upgrade to because we're not doing free anymore. You can't take that chance. It doesn't afford you the freedom to grow. It doesn't afford you the ability to share files. It doesn't afford you the protection that you need. It's for someone who has a dream much smaller than yours. So take a look at Google Drive. You can take a look at those pricing options. Take a look at Dropbox. And if neither of those suit you and you want to stay with free, that's up to you. And, you know, maybe you've got some other program that you think is great. That's fine. I'm just telling you, I think there's just two big guys right now. There's really just two big guys. So pick one of those two. You'll also find that almost, just to be upfront, the tutorials in the Virtual Business Academy show you specifically how we use Dropbox. Now, Google Drive is very, very similar, so you will be able to figure it out. We put some tutorials for you in there too. But the tutorials created by us, where you're seeing our files, those are all within Dropbox. We show you how to create workflow. And we have found, our experience has been in working with consultants around the globe, everyone seems to be pretty familiar with Dropbox. So that makes it easy too. That's your homework assignment today. Take a look at different charts and comparisons. Take a look at the features. Remember that you are going to be creating a lot more data and using a lot more storage than you ever have in the past, because we have to automate systems. And automating systems means that it's got to go somewhere other than the hard drive on your laptop. You do need cloud storage, even if you're backing up to a hard drive and even if you have iCloud. So my friends, your homework assignment today is to make a decision. I'd like you to make a decision within the next 10 minutes. Why? Because you don't want to have to sit down and think about this again. Just make a decision. But y'all need a cloud storage for business, because we're about to do some business. I have to give you one more homework assignment. So you decide which one you're going to get. And then I want you to take everything that you've scooped up onto your external hard drive and pull it onto your new shiny business cloud-based storage. All right. Now, if you're like, oh no, wait a second. I haven't put all my stuff on my external hard drive yet. Well, do that. Hurry up. Do that as quickly as you can. And then we move it onto your cloud storage. Perfect time for phone calls. I don't know you. I don't know you. So I shall not answer you. I don't know who that is. I'm not answering you. Half the time I don't answer if I do know who it is. Because you have my number. Text me. This isn't a speaking device. This is a texting device.